You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning, the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100, where it's time for us to fool around with this game that's called Rattle Off. You know, we did not have a winner yesterday. No winner.
How very sad for us.
We're ready to go at it again, though. Let's get a winner today at 303-691-1649. If you're new to our show, first of all, welcome. Thank you for listening. Let's explain how it works. You call up, we chat with you for just a moment. Then we give you a category, and you have only 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples of that category. Yesterday, although we did not get a winner, we tried with foods that you boil, deductions that you can take on your tax return. I think a couple of others.
Okay.
We've got new categories today. We're just looking for people who want to play, want to win. What are we giving away today?
Well, this is biggie. Our winner's going to receive a $100 gift card to E-Bike of Colorado, where you can make every day an adventure from E-Bike of Colorado, Colorado's largest e-bike dealer. Fun way to get around town. Just try it. E-Bike of Colorado is located in downtown Louisville, carries 14 major brands, and their experts are there to help you find the perfect e-bike, Dom.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we got the gift card to get you started.
That's right.
303-691-1MIX. That's the number. 303-691-1649. Don't wait for somebody else to call. We want you to call. And we'll play Rattle Off in just about 3 minutes. Just a young gun. It's your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show. We have the privilege of hanging out with you each weekday morning. Thank you for letting us intrude into your life just a little bit. And right now the lines are absolutely full with people who want to try to play Rattle Off. The first person to get through was Shelly. Hi, Shelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I'm working.
Okay, well, you know.
You got to make that money, Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right. What do you do?
There never seems to be enough.
So. I'm a security guard.
Are you? Catching all those perps?
Yep, I sure do.
Are you packing heat right now?
Ooh, yeah.
No, sir.
Okay.
Are you packing pepper spray?
Yep.
There it is.
And a club? What's that called? A billy club?
Yeah, spray in a club.
No, I don't have one of those. The pepper spray's good.
You just spray them and run.
You ever sprayed anybody with that before?
Not yet.
Not yet? You're counting on it?
You're dying to, though, aren't you?
I really am.
Yes.
Oh, God. You're funny. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am.
Here's the way it works. We're going to give Shelly a category. She'll have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. In 10 seconds, please, Miss Shelly with the pepper spray, give me five famous Jennifers or Jens. Five famous Jennifers or Jens. Ready? And go.
Lopez, Aniston, Hudson, Lawrence. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, really close. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Jennifer Jason Lee.
Yeah.
And many, many more.
You did really well, so though.
Darn it, Shelly.
Don't spray us.
I won't. I promise.
Listen, you have a great day. Be careful, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. There she goes.
She's great.
Hey, Elizabeth. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
So glad you called. What are you doing today?
I am also working.
Yeah? What do you do?
I'm a nanny.
Are you carrying pepper spray?
No. No,
okay,
I'm
good.
Not.
Okay, good.
How many kids
I don't think
do you
I'd have a job
after?
If I did that.
Right. Keep that away from the kids.
Yeah.
How many kids?
Yeah. Two.
Two.
And what are the ages of those kids?
Three and one.
Oh, you have your hands full then.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
What's on the docket for today? What are you guys doing?
Oh, I don't know yet. Probably play outside a little bit. It's going to be a nice day, so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Get out, have some
fun.
Get on a teeter-totter.
I don't know about me. I don't know about me. But
well, yeah,
will.
You put both kids on one side, then you can be on the other.
See if you can launch them.
Oh, sure. We could try that.
Are teeter totters one of those that they have banned these days? Because, you know,
hope
it used
not.
To be like the monkey bars they don't do anymore because kids get hurt. They...
How do you get hurt on a teeter totter? I guess if they launch you and you. I guess.
We used to surf on them. Did you ever do that?
No. You see, stood on each end.
Yeah, you can't do that on teeter totters.
Yeah, well, we did.
Huh.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, I would disagree. I think you should. I believe, this is just me talking, that kids need to fall down a little bit more than they do.
They need to get hurt.
I think kids need to skin their knees a little bit more than they do these days. This, you know, Teflon wrapped, bubble wrapped thing. I don't think it's good for
recycled
kids.
Recycled tire, playground floor.
Skin your knees a few times.
Yes.
That's what being a kid.
I want a playground with a solid concrete ground underneath the swings.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Sure.
Really, if you think about it, any playground piece of equipment like now could be tossed.
Dangerous.
There's nothing safe.
That's correct. And I guarantee you, for every single playground item you mentioned, there's at least one person who's trying to ban
it. Get rid of it. How do we even have playgrounds anymore?
That's a good question.
Hmm. You ever seen that funny little meme or whatever? It's a photo that they took. It's a slide. It's a kid's slide. And at the bottom of it, there's like a cheese grater material.
It's the best. And the kid at the top looking down.
I haven't seen that. That's funny.
That's funny to us.
Yep.
Elizabeth, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
10 seconds. I need five movies. Now, these can be live action or animated, but five movies about animals. You're a nanny. You better be able to do this. Five movies about animals. Ready? And go.
Oh, gosh. My Dog Skip, Lassie, Cruella, 101 Dalmatians.
Nuts.
Lion King, Finding Nemo.
Zootopia, Free Willy.
Oh, yeah.
Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Free Willy.
Man.
Lots of good ones.
Lots of good ones.
Well, we enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a fun day, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you. You guys, too. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
She's off. Next up is Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
What are your plans for today?
I'm working, too.
Work it.
Doing what?
I'm an admin for a...
I'm an admin
for a... what?
Defense contractor.
Defense contractor.
Oh.
I know.
Kind of. Do you make the pepper spray?
She helps make stealth bombers, man.
Oh, really?
No, we do space... stuff.
Space stuff, Dom. They do space stuff.
Dang. I saw some story about a new fancy schmancy laser that they could use in space. That
do you guys do the fancy schmancy laser, Kelly?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. She can't talk about this stuff.
I hear a lot of commotion behind you. Are you at mission control?
No.
No? Oh, man.
She can't do it.
Your job's not as cool as I think it is.
No, it is. I just can't talk about it.
She can't talk about it.
Do you tell anybody anything? Like, do you have a husband?
I do have a husband.
Do you tell him what you do?
No.
You're not supposed to?
He Pillow just talk. Knows the basics that I can tell anybody.
Pillow talk.
Otherwise, you'd have to kill him, huh?
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's kind of, when I was growing up, my dad was in the Air Force, and he worked for many years in areas where we were not allowed to know what he did. So, you know, kids at school, what's your dad do? I was like, he's in the Air Force. Oh, yeah, what does he do? Does he fly planes? I go, I can't.
I don't know.
I don't know what he does.
I don't know.
We would go onto the base sometimes to see him, and we had to stop outside an extra area that was fenced off with, you know, the big razor wire along it and stuff like that, and he had to come out to see us.
They packed us.
We weren't allowed to go in.
You're behind the razor wire fence?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm really excited for them to have family day, because then I can bring my family in and go to the areas that are, you know, not classified.
Oh, that's cool.
With stupid COVID.
Stupid COVID. You know what you guys need? You need that little device that they have in Men in Black that just makes you forget everything so that your family
that
can come in and then you boop, you know, you do that
Erase
and then they forget it.
It
all.
Yep.
That would be great. That would be great. You know, you guys, you keep me entertained at work because lots of times you're the only radio station that comes in because I have one of those old school radio stations.
How about that?
And it really makes me angry on random days when it decides to be fuzzy.
You guys are doing all sorts of high-tech secret space stuff, and all you got a rickety old radio to listen to us on?
Portable AM/FM radio?
You guys are hiding aliens where you are, and you got an old Panasonic radio?
When we get fuzzy, Jeremy, she has to bust out the Walkman and listen to it. So,
what is going on at your space center, Kelly?
Your tax dollars at work.
That's right.
I'm more surprised that you're doing secret space stuff there, but you're calling radio stations instead.
Well, don't judge me.
We judge everybody.
I kind of am.
We all judge.
Shouldn't you be working on the lasers?
Every day.
No, see, I'm an admin. I don't do that.
You're filing paperwork.
Did you have to get like
laser.
A background check from the FBI or something?
Yeah.
Yep. And you're clean.
Were you nervous about that?
Oh, it was horrible.
Give me an example. Like how was it horrible?
Well, the background check wasn't horrible. It was the polygraph. That was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
You have a past?
I don't have a past, but I just got so nervous and...
But they account for that.
They grill you. And
yeah,
I
but they account
cried.
For you.
Because even when you're telling the truth probably on one of those, you're like looking like, is that right? Did I just... I know it's the truth, but am I right?
Right.
Right.
Well, and if you're one of those people like I am that overthinks things, then it's just a horrible experience.
Sitting there all sweaty.
I am so sorry to tell another dad story, but when my dad retired from the Air Force, he went to work as a private investigator, and one of the things he did was administer polygraph tests.
There you go.
I think you can have good people and not good people.
What do you mean?
Is what I've heard.
That are administering the test?
Yeah. Like people who just, do whatever they can to make you feel horrible and maybe admit something. I mean, I that's what I've heard.
They try to catch you is what they're doing. They're trying to catch you in a lie.
That's funny, though. Don't you want to sit in and watch one of those? I do.
I would feel uncomfortable just sitting there watching
I'm tired of just seeing it in the movies. I want to actually sit and watch them do one.
Well, it's not as exciting as they make it look.
Like, what kind of questions do they ask you?
I can't tell you.
Oh, of course. You can't tell me.
Need the little men in black thing again.
Okay.
So you can tell us.
I'm beginning to think she doesn't even work at the space place. She's at like.
She's really at a Subway sandwich shop. Right.
Right. You're at Golden Corral or something.
Stop it.
All right.
All right. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm going to do my best.
Oh, you can do this. Do you like cheese?
Yeah.
Don't overthink it.
10 seconds. I need five cheeses. Five different cheeses. Ready? And. Go.
Cheddar, provolone, Swiss, Gruyere, Manchego, Havarti, Parmesan.
You got seven.
You got it all
really
day
good.
Long.
So you're a winner!
That's right.
Satellite laser girl wins.
Yes.
Yes. It's good.
Thank you.
I wish we could get you a new radio somehow, but I wish we had one sitting around here.
It's a nice radio. It's just got really limited capabilities.
Like people. Like some people we know, right?
Yes.
They're good people, but they have limited capabilities. Like Josh.
Like our producer. Yes, our producer.
Oh, we kid because we love.
Oh, poor Josh.
Kelly, if you will please stand by. You know, we have not had a producer in the history of this show where people don't say poor. So they used to say poor Jeremy, poor
He has a
Josh.
Full head of hair, and he's 25, and he's single.
Poor Shamalama Ding Dong.
He's
poor
doing
little
fine.
Jim. Poor L.A. We used to say that about all of our producers.
Yeah, but he has to deal with you guys.
He's fine. He loves it.
He drives to work giddy that he gets
smile
to work
on his
with
face.
Us. Are you kidding? He's like, oh my God, I'm only four
Another
blocks
day.
Away from Dom and Jeremy. Hurry, 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 hurry.
Yay.
He got pulled over by a cop the other morning coming to work. I'm not kidding. He was. And that was the biggest thing that upset him is it was going to delay
Getting
how
here.
Long until he got here to see
he
us.
He wanted to see us. Yep.
Oh, does that make you feel warm and fuzzy?
No,
so
warm and it's a little fuzzy. Creepy, honestly.
Yeah. Feel a little
violated.
Disgusting.
Kelly, say hi to the aliens for us, all right?
I will, thank you.
Okay, hold on. Don't go away. Josh is going to tell you about that wonderful prize you got.
Here we go.
That was fun today.
Very good.